Right now, stand by for news with Dave Williams, followed by a record by the Byrds for the third and final portion of the Mick Loves It show for today, Monday the 14th. The time is exactly 5 o'clock, Bulova watch time. B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova. When you know what makes a watch tick, you'll buy a Bulova.
Presenting Caroline Radio News.
Good afternoon, this is Dave Williams with the 5 o'clock news. Broadcasting, the Isle of Man has won a temporary reprieve in the battle against the British government over the application of the Marine Offences Bill to the Isle of Man by order in council. The Speaker of the House of Keys, Mr. Charles Carouche, is to meet the Minister of State at the Home Office, Miss Alice Bacon, to discuss the application of the bill to the island. The Governor, Sir Peter Scallard, at present on holiday, is also expected to be at the meeting at the Home Office on Thursday. Arms. The Foreign Office announced today that shipments of arms to the South Arabian state stopped altogether this year. The statement follows a report in one of today's papers alleging that the arms were being sold to the sheikhdoms for nominal amounts and then were being resold to terrorist organizations operating in Aden. France, old people and children are being evacuated from the French village of Arrette, which was hit by fresh tremors this morning. Last night, one woman died and 30 people were injured in tremors which lasted a few seconds. The village, which was almost completely destroyed, will have to be rebuilt after last night's quake. Aviation. An appeal is to be lodged by British Eagle against the decision of the Air Transport Licensing Board against fare increases between London, Liverpool and Glasgow. Their spokesman said today that they were looking into the right of the board to raise fares. Cycling. Severe sentences will be imposed on any British racing cyclists found taking drugs. This was announced this afternoon by the British Cycling Federation. Roger Newsom has been disqualified from the National Professional Road Race Championships, in which he finished second 2 weeks ago for taking a banned drug. He was also fined £75. Finally, racing, jockey Scobie Breasley has been fined £50 for riding what was called an extremely ill-judged race at Folkestone this afternoon. His horse was passed at the post. It'll be cloudy almost everywhere with heavy rain in many places. The rain is expected to die down in northern England and southern Scotland by this evening. Somewhat drier weather with a few scattered showers is expected to spread in from the west later, and winds will be fresh to strong in many areas. Temperatures will be below normal, the outlook remaining changeable, and the current Caroline temperature check 15 degrees centigrade, that's 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Next news from Caroline at 6 o'clock. This has been Dave Williams with Caroline Radio News.
A feature of the Caroline News and Public Service Department.